but also beautiful and elegant and written in extraordinary verse. Aristophanes lived from 455 to 385 BC. He lives through, really, the golden age of Periclean Athens. If most people are familiar with one of his plays, I suspect it's the play Lysistrata, which is the play where Lysistrata, a woman of Athens, in order to stop the Peloponnesian War, the war between the Spartans and the Athenians, persuades the women of Athens to go on a sex strike. Well, the whole scene is absurd, but perhaps in the end you see the play is not meant to be absurd. Aristophanes is telling us something about a society at war. Contemporary themes run through the play. Another of his plays, The Clouds, pokes fun at contemporary philosophers, and actually, and quite unfairly, scoops up Socrates into the criticism and ridicules Socrates. So these comic arts and these tragic arts tell us a few very basic things about this Athenian polis. This is a very open society. This is a society where you can debate and say and argue about almost anything. This is a society of spectacular technical precision. When we think of the Parthenon as a building, when we think of the poetic arts of the Greek plays, we see an interest in craftsmanship almost unrivaled. But there is also a sense of fun, and there is a sense of seriousness. Now, another of the arts, and we've hinted at this many times, and so now it's time to confront it straight on, that was very public in Athens, was the art of history. And to that we'll turn in our next lecture.